I'm Ellen Scrivener, Deputy Director of NIJ, and I welcome you to the session. And on behalf of our Assistant Attorney General, Lori Robinson, and also our Acting Director at NIJ, Chris Rose. This session, State of the Field, a new professionalism, I think you're going to find thought-provoking, with lots of information to really start a good discussion. You're going to have the opportunity to hear about two papers that will soon be presented to the field as outcomes of the second executive session on policing that is being conducted by the JFK School at Harvard and funded by NIJ. Today's presentations will be delivered by two well-respected academics, and they will be followed by comments from a highly regarded and progressive police chief and your moderator, all of whom have participated in the executive session. I think you're going to find it interesting that through our panel today, you're going to hear a resurgence of what some see as a rather old and discounted term, the concept of professionalism. Just to clarify, these papers are not addressing professionalization are professional crime-fighting concepts that were developed in the 60s and 70s in response to departments that were rife with political patronage and corruption. Rather, they're responding to a larger issue, and that is, what is the next big idea in policing? Our presenters are not looking, however, for just the right buzzword. Rather, they are taking an in-depth look at all that has gone before, and they're going to capitalize on those traditions to create more of a new frontier. I think the question then could be asked, well, just what are we talking about? Are we talking about models, paradigms, or yet another reform? Such as problem-solving, community policing, intelligence-led policing, evidence-based policing, predictive policing, smart policing. Are we talking about any of that? All in this room have seen reforms come and go, and they have been labeled in numerous ways, but always they were presented as quite distant from the professionalized crime-fighting approaches of yesteryear. There were strong attempts to make sure that there was no association with that. With each reform, it has been tempting to believe that this is the answer, the kind of the aha moment. However, realistically, it's probably cannot find an answer that will not change in the next several years as the world changes around us and as policing is influenced by those changes, our approaches and our strategies begin to change as well. So it's not a case of people just casting around really for the next big idea. It's looking for what is the idea that builds on all of the things that have gone before us. So in terms of today's paper, I'm not sure that we're just talking about a new response. After hearing the presentations, I believe that you will agree that these are exciting and cutting-edge papers that present some fundamental changes in terms of a different conceptual framework that links the two papers that are going to be presented, and that conceptual framework is professionalism. They represent a different way of thinking about where policing has been, where it is going, and the organizational focus that will be needed to sustain this framework. I think you'll also agree that both papers very much represent where the field is right now. Following the presentations, Chief Ron Davis from East Palo Alto will present his reflections on how these ideas will play out on the ground. So in the tradition of NIJ, we are combining the research and practice orientation in this particular presentation. After you hear the presentations and Ron Davis's comments, we then will take questions from the audience, and I will ask you to hold your questions until then. So at this point, I would like to introduce our panel. Our first presenter will be Professor Chris Stone. Christopher Stone is the Guggenheim Professor of the Practice of Criminal Justice, and he is the faculty chair of the program in Criminal Justice Policy and Management at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. From 1994 to 2004, Chris served as director of the Vera Institute of Justice, having joined the Institute in 1986 as head of its London office. In 2006, Chris was awarded an honorary order of the British Empire. I believe they call that the OBE, and not too many people in this country have that. And he was awarded that for his contributions to criminal justice reform in the United Kingdom. He received his bachelor's degree from Harvard, a master's degree in criminology from the University of Cambridge, and his Juris Doctorate from the Yale Law School. Following Chris, you're going to hear from Professor David Sklansky, who joined the Bolt faculty at Berkeley in 2005, following a decade at UCLA School of Law, where he won the campus-wide Distinguished Teaching Award and was twice voted the law school's Professor of the Year. He teaches courses on criminal law, criminal procedure, and evidence. And David serves as faculty chair of the Berkeley Center for Criminal Justice. After graduating from Harvard Law School in 1984, David clerked for Judge Abner Mikva of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun. He also briefly practiced labor law at Washington, D.C.'s firm Bredoff & Kaiser from 1987 to 1994, and he served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Los Angeles, where he specialized in white-collar fraud prosecutions. While at UCLA, he served as special counsel to the independent review panel appointed to investigate the Los Angeles Police Department's Rampart Division scandal. David is the author of Democracy and the Police, at Stanford University Press, 2008, and it's a well-regarded evidence case book, Evidence Cases, Commentary and Problems. He has written extensively about criminal procedure and policing. And our third panelist, who will be the commentator on the papers Chris and David are going to present, is Ron Davis, who was appointed chief of police for the city of East Palo Alto on May 31st, 2005. Prior to his appointment, Chief Davis spent 19 years with the Oakland Police Department, where he served in assignments including the Police Academy Director, Criminal Investigations Commander, Patrol Commander, and Inspector General for the department. Chief Davis is a former member of two federal monitoring teams responsible for oversight of police reform agreements between the U.S. Department of Justice and Washington, D.C., as well as the Detroit Police Departments. He serves as a police reform expert for DOJ and has testified at the United States Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on racial profiling and the United States Congressional Black Caucus hearings on police misconduct. Ron is the author of the article Bias-Based Policing and co-author of the recent U.S. Department of Justice publication How to Correctly Collect and Analyze Racial Profiling Data. Your reputation depends on it. And he is a contributing author to the recent Police Executive Research Forum publication, Chief Concerns, the Use of Force. Chief Davis serves as a member of the prestigious Harvard University Executive Session on Policing, sponsored by NIJ, and he possesses a bachelor's degree from SIU in Illinois and is a graduate of the Senior Executive Program at Harvard University's JFK School of Government. So join me in welcoming our panel, because I think we're going to have a... And with that, I will ask Chris Stone to take the lead in our first paper presentation.